Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1597 for Blackwater Creek West Farm based on a record and for the following reasons. The commission is not being asked to change the basic zoning of this property. This property is currently zoned GR General Residential, and the applicant is not seeking a change in the underlying zoning. With this existing zoning, a density of approximately 4 lots per acre is permitted, and even mobile homes will be permitted. Instead, granting the RPC, the potential uses for this for the property are limited, and the county can place restrictions and conditions on the use and design of the project. Proposed GR RPC meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance because it promotes the orderly growth of the county, and again, the property is currently zoned GR, so the applicant is not seeking a substantial change from what is currently permitted within the current zoning. The subject property is located along State Route 54, less than 3 miles west of the town of Delmar, in an area that is within 5 miles of the city of Salisbury in Wicomico County, Maryland. The town of Delmar has planned for its growth areas to expand in the direction of Blackwater Creek. The town has enjoyed significant commercial growth along the US 13 corridor in accord with the 2005 comprehensive plan. Wicomico County, in its 1997 and 1998 comprehensive planning, has proposed a metro core plan that extends the future growth of Salisbury and Wicomico County towards Delmar along the US 13 and to the east and west of the corridor. The area where the projects proposed is an existing crossroad community that has farmed from strip subdivision. There are borrow pits and agriculture type uses also existing in the project area. The development has a proposed density of 1.9 units per acre and is consistent with the uses permitted in the low density area of the 2002 Sussex County Land Use Plan in the purposes of the General Residential District. GR RPC zoning is appropriate for the proposed project site because the project is in the vicinity of growth areas in commercial and residential development. The RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land in that the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. The proposed project is in character with the nature of the area in that it will be a part of the larger Blackwater Creek community that provides multiple housing designs, retention of natural and open space features, outdoor recreation, preservation, and continuation of agricultural business activities. The inclusion of neighborhood retail areas and completes a crossroads community by providing a master plan community. This proposed project will provide a transitional residential community between the developing areas of Delmar, Salisbury, and Wicomico County to the south and east of the agriculture areas to the north by providing open space, royal landscape, recreation facilities, etc. The project will comply with all agriculture use requirements required by law, including buffer setbacks and agriculture use restrictions. The developer will be responsible for the construction of all water and sewer utility facilities. Sewer facilities will be designed to comply with the applicable state and county requirements. The applicant has proposed a phasing plan for the build-out of this project that will integrate the project into the area without significant negative effects. The project will have a code of regulations for the portion of the project that is condominiums and restrictive covenants for the individual lots to provide a homeowners association for the maintenance of common areas, open areas, amenities, streets, etc. Although the Office of State Planning Coordination has negatively commented upon this state strategy's level 4 designation for this project, the project is in close proximity to developing areas of Delmar and to Salisbury and Wicomico County, Maryland. The project also complies with the county's land use plan and the relevant county ordinances. It is also situated along State Route 54, a major travel corridor in Sussex County. The applicant has favorably addressed all of these items set forth in Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Ordinance as part of its RPC presentation. The project, with the stipulation and conditions placed upon it, will not adversely affect the county, the neighborhood, or the adjacent properties. This recommendation is subject to the following condition. The maximum number of dwelling units should not exceed 403 multifamily units, consisting of 180 units and 18-unit multifamily buildings, 160 units and 8-unit multifamily buildings, and 63 townhouse units. The construction of this project shall be phased over a period of 10 years with no more than 50 residential building permits being issued within any given calendar year, commencing the date of final approval of this application by Sussex County Council. Site plan review is required for the master plan, and each phase of the proposed development, including the location of curbs, sidewalks, and streetlights. All entrances, intersection, roadway, and improvements shall be constructed as required by DLDOT. Interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Recreational facilities and the community buildings shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. The RPC shall be served by central water treatment plant and collection system built in accordance with the requirements of DNREC and other state, county, and federal agencies. The RPC shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and dire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management, erosion, and settlement control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Best management practice shall be used in the operation and maintenance of the system. State and federal wetlands shall not be included in individual lots. State and federal wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except as may be authorized by a valid federal or state permit. A homeowners association shall be formed to provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and placement of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational facilities, and other common areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. Agriculture buffers shall be provided as required by applicable state and county requirements. The agricultural use notice shall be included in the restrictive covenants and condominium declaration. The applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district transportation manager, establish school bus stop areas. The areas of these bus stops for the approval of the local district will be shown on the master plan. And the applicant shall cooperate and coordinate with the state and county emergency preparedness office to develop and implement an emergency evacuation plan. Gentlemen, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 1597 Blackwater Creek LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is